You are listening to CKMS News on 102.7 FM, Radio Waterloo. I'm Dan Keller, and this show first aired February 20th, 2025. Describing the new exhibits which explore Indigenous histories and resilience as impactful and informative, Jennifer Huber of the City of Waterloo Museum also says they are a space for reflection about the effects of colonialism in our own backyard. Two of the exhibits are Killing the Indian in the Child, Generations Lost, and Be Gawin, Coming Home, Truth-Telling from the 60s Scoop, both created by the organization Legacy of Hope. The 60s Scoop refers to the actions taken by provincial governments, which intensified in the 1960s, where Indigenous children were taken from their families and communities and adopted out to primarily Euro-Canadian middle-class families throughout North America. The 60s Scoop was a continuation of colonial violence, and similar to residential schools, the goal was assimilating Indigenous children into Western society. Legacy of Hope is an Indigenous charitable organization with a mission to educate and bring awareness about the effects and the ongoing intergenerational impact of removing generations of Indigenous children from their families. The other two exhibits are Bead the Tract from the organization Protect the Tract, which is a beadwork representation of the Haldimand Tract, and graphic recordings by Mohawk artist Dakota Brandt. Graphic recordings are large-scale colorful drawings with written information, which are used for translating spoken word by facilitators during community engagement. In a press release announcing the new exhibits, the city says, quote, "These exhibitions delve into the lasting impacts of the residential school system and the 60s Scoop, while amplifying Indigenous voices, resilience, and the ongoing journey toward reconciliation," unquote. This show features an interview with Jennifer Huber, the Program and Engagement Associate with the City of Waterloo Museum. The museum is located in Conestoga Mall on King Street North in Waterloo. The exhibits are open 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Tuesday to Friday, and admission is free. Killing the Indian in the Child, Generations Lost, runs from now until mid-April, while Be Gawin starts in mid-April and runs until June 13th. Both Bead the Tract and Dakota Brandt's installation are available from now until June 13th. Here is the interview with Jennifer Huber.
So my name is Jennifer Huber. I am the Program and Engagement Associate at the City of Waterloo Museum.
So several new exhibitions are opening or have opened. Can you tell me about Killing the Indian in the Child, Generations Lost, and Be Gawin, Coming Home, Truth-Telling from the 60s Scoop, two of the exhibitions?
So we were very fortunate to be able to partner with some Indigenous organizations to pull this exhibit together. So we really worked with Legacy of Hope Foundation, which produced those two exhibits, and then we worked with a Mohawk graphic artist, Dakota Brandt, and Protect the Tract to create a very informative and impactful exhibit, I would say. Killing the Indian and the Child, Generations Lost is put together by Legacy of Hope. And Legacy of Hope is an Indigenous charitable organization. And really their goal is to educate and create awareness, and I would even say understanding about the residential school system and its impacts. Because a lot of people think it's done, it's happened, that has come to an end. But there is a lot of ongoing impact that still needs to be dealt with, and the conversation still needs to be had about it. But over 150,000 Métis, First Nations, and Inuit children were forcibly removed from their homes, separated from their families, their community, their culture, and forced to attend these schools. So that's really what the exhibit looks at, is the history of how that came to be and its ongoing impact for those communities.
How has the feedback been so far? I know they just recently opened, but how have people been interacting with them?
A lot of people have been moved by the exhibit, I will say. A lot of folks comment on it. It's a hard exhibit to see and to move through, but it's a really important one, because a lot of the comments I'm getting is we learn from our past and we really have to understand our past actions to prevent them and build a better future for our communities.
The groups putting on the exhibits, how are they selected?
Bead the Tract is an initiative of Protect the Tract, and they put together just a really powerful beaded image of the Haldimand Track, which I'm sure you're familiar with. And it looks at the entire Haldimand Track, but it has so much meaning into it. Everything from the purple and white colors that they chose to the materials that they worked with and how they sourced those materials. Additionally to the style, it's an Haudenosaunee style beading of raised beadwork, which is just stunning all on its own. So definitely worth coming in and taking a look at their particular piece, getting up close and just being able to see the intricacy, the detail, and learn a little bit about how four individuals came together to create such a unified piece is just incredible. And then the second artist we worked with was Dakota Brandt, who is a graphic recording artist, meaning in meetings, in communities, she's usually recording what is being said and what the story is being shared as it's happening. So she created a four-panel piece for us, which brings together the national and the local story. What I find with history is when it's a difficult conversation and a difficult topic is most people like to think of those things as happening far away from us and at a distance. But really, the residential school Mohawk Institute was just in Brantford down the road from us. And it was the first one to open in 1831. And it continued until 1970. So it actually happens in our own backyard, impacting the community right around us.
The press release says these exhibits are a call to reflection and action. Can you explain that a bit and how it fits with the museum's mission and the city's vision for reconciliation?
Yeah, so the city of Waterloo has some strategic priorities around reconciliation, equity, accessibility, diversity, and inclusion. So we've identified that in our strategic plan. And as a museum, our goal is to represent our entire community and tell different aspects of our community stories. And that's just what this exhibit is doing, is it's looking into the Indigenous larger picture, but then honing in on residential schools at this particular moment and that ongoing impact that is still being experienced by that community today.
Where and when can people see these exhibitions?
So right now we are open Tuesday to Friday from 10 a.m. until 4 p.m. And this particular exhibit, Killing the Indian and the Child, Generations Lost, is with until the middle of April, and then we will be replacing it with Biwegan, Coming Home, Truth Telling Stories from the 60s Scoop. And that exhibit will be powerful. It'll have 12 different individuals sharing their personal stories of what happened during the 60s Scoop and the impact afterwards for them.
What can people expect when they're viewing these or interacting with these exhibits? Are they hands-on?
I would say it's an opportunity to reflect. We do have some books here to kind of encourage folks to carry on your journeys in these conversations. This exhibit isn't going to answer everything for everyone. I like to think of it as a stepping stone along the way. As we're all unpacking what has happened in the past, we're all kind of making our way through the journey to gain understanding, to gain appreciation of those experiences that others have, and to really learn about what has happened and to work to do better. So as you move through the exhibit, you'll be left with that opportunity to reflect on your actions, the greater community around you, their actions, and what we need to see in our future for the next generation. Honestly, I think it's really just a safe place to continue individual learning journeys with the Canada's past. We do have some things to reflect upon and learn from.
That was an interview with Jennifer Huber, the Program and Engagement Associate with the City of Waterloo Museum, which is located in Conestoga Mall on King Street North in Waterloo. The exhibits are open 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Tuesday through Friday, and admission is free. This is Dan Keller for CKMS News on 102.7 FM Radio Waterloo. Thank you for tuning in. This program is part of the Local Journalism Initiative and is funded by the Community Radio Fund of Canada, Heritage Canada, and the CKMS Newsroom. Check out the archived versions of this program on radiowaterloo.ca/news and listen to all the LJI content at frequencynews.ca. If you want to get in touch with comments or ideas about stories to cover, email us at news@radiowaterloo.ca.